While Riverside and AHSCW were entering this season in their first game Tuesday night, it looked like both teams had been playing all season with the energy that they brought to the floor. As much as these boys continued to get up and down the floor, the momentum was all the blue and yellow of Riverside as they beat AHSCW 71-50. The game started off close as both teams continued to go up and down the floor with the momentum keying on Riverside early. But AHSCW held through with some tough defensive plays. When the defense eased off the perimeter, that is when Grady Jepson and Mason McCready started pushing the gas on the three-pointers. Jepson knocked in an early three and backed off, but when it came to McCready, he was all in on the three-pointers. Riverside went on to lead throughout the entirety of the game by 10 points or more, as AHSCW's Nick Denning started to make a comeback with some good defensive plays, but the game was already in the hands of the Bulldogs. The key to Riverside is that they play tight defense in the lanes, only allowing AHSCW's Caden Jorgensen to score down low, as he was tough to stop on the night. Riverside also has a player named Grady Jepson, who is one of the most athletic, strong, and smart players that you may see this season. His ability alone makes him a successful player on the floor, and you could easily see that on Tuesday night. Speaking of Jepson, he led the team with a 40-point performance, followed by Peyton Amdor with 9. Mason McCready was right behind them with 8, and Owen Fenner found the 3-point line late as he added on 5. On the opposite side, AHSCW is led by Nick Denning with 15 points and Caden Jorgensen with 12 on the night. Riverside will go on to play IKM Manning, while AHSCW will play Underwood, both on December 1st at 6 p.m. I'm Zach Collins reporting.